Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The former treasurer of Alloway Girls Softball is accused of stealing tens of thousands of dollars from the organization over 11 years. 56-year-old Mary Ann Bauer was charged in Brown County Court yesterday with theft between $10 and $100,000. According to the criminal complaint, Bauer reported a balance of nearly $30,000 when she left the position as treasurer. 3 months later, the president of the organization reported the account had less than $800 in it. In reviewing bank documents, the club found charges for Netflix, local restaurants, DoorDash, and other services not related to the girls' softball club. In total, the complaint shows about $100,000 in disputed charges. If found guilty of the theft charges, Bauer faces a maximum penalty of up to 10 years in prison. The days of dropping the kids off at Great America are over. Six Flags Great America is now requiring younger guests to have an adult with them at all times. The new policy applies to anyone 15 or younger at the Gurney theme park. Officials say one adult, age 21 or older, can supervise up to 10 minors, and photo ID is required at entry. Park officials say the change is meant to help keep the parks safe and family-friendly. If you're looking for a family-friendly park a little closer to home, Bay Beach is now open for the season. The amusement park is a favorite spot for family fun on the shore of the Bay of Green Bay. In addition to rides and picnic spots, free movie nights will be back at Bay Beach for the summer. Bay Beach is only open on weekends right now, but they'll be open during the week starting May 19th. The former treasurer of Alloway Girls Softball is accused of stealing tens of thousands of dollars from the organization over 11 years. 56-year-old Mary Ann Bauer was charged in Brown County Court yesterday with theft between $10 and $100,000. According to the criminal complaint, Bauer reported a balance of nearly $30,000 when she left the position as treasurer. 3 months later, the president of the organization reported the account had less than $800 in it. In reviewing bank documents, the club found charges for Netflix, local restaurants, DoorDash, and other services not related to the girls' softball club. In total, the complaint shows about $100,000 in disputed charges. If found guilty of the theft charges, Bauer faces a maximum penalty of up to 10 years in prison. The days of dropping the kids off at Great America are over. Six Flags Great America is now requiring younger guests to have an adult with them at all times. The new policy applies to anyone 15 or younger at the Gurney theme park. Officials say one adult, age 21 or older, can supervise up to 10 minors, and photo ID is required at entry. Park officials say the change is meant to help keep the parks safe and family-friendly. If you're looking for a family-friendly park a little closer to home, Bay Beach is now open for the season. The amusement park is a favorite spot for family fun on the shore of the Bay of Green Bay. In addition to rides and picnic spots, free movie nights will be back at Bay Beach for the summer. Bay Beach is only open on weekends right now, but they'll be open during the week starting May 19th. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman. 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin Republicans may hold a special meeting next week as pressure grows on party chair Brian Schimming. Documents obtained by Wiz Politics show members of the state GOP's governing committee want to discuss possible action tied to employment issues and board management. If approved, the meeting would come just days before the party's state convention in Wisconsin Dells. Schimming says Republicans are focused on beating Democrats in November. The Green Bay Packers are investing in the growth of girls' flag football across Wisconsin, awarding $100,000 to 20 high schools. Each school received funding and equipment to help launch or expand programs. Schools from Milwaukee, Racine, Madison, and other communities are part of the effort. Applications are now open for another round of grants for the next school year. The man accused of leading a massive protest at Ridgeland Farms in March is heading to trial. Wayne Sheung was in court recently on charges of burglary. Dozens of supporters were at the hearing and the jail to cheer the 44-year-old's release from jail. Sheung is accused of organizing the storming of the Blue Mounds facility in March, where hundreds of activists tried to free the Ridgeland Farms beagles. And Governor Tony Evers is celebrating National Tourism and Travel Week in Wisconsin. Evers and Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers were at Olbrich Botanical Gardens in Madison on Monday to show off the state's tourism industry and how it impacts Wisconsin's economy. The governor's office noted growth in the tourism industry, with a record of more than 114 million visitors coming to Wisconsin in 2024. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Packers' new assistant head coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Last year, DeMarcus Covington joined the Packers as their defensive line coach. This year, Matt LaFleur has added assistant head coach to his title. Covington says he wants the rookies to attack the off-season program like taking a class in karate.
I talked to him about like a white belt mindset. And really, what does that mean? You know, every year it's a start over mentality. You have that humble mentality, not a know it all, a learn it all. And I think if we approach that with a black belt skill set, but with a white belt mentality, I think we're going to be all right. And that's kind of how I look at it for me, no matter what job I'm approaching.
Baseball, the Brewers losing bullpen pitcher Angel Zerpa. The lefty will have Tommy John surgery next Monday, ending his season. Brandon Woodruff is seeing a specialist in Texas for his shoulder. The crew wrapping up their series in St. Louis before heading home to host the New York Yankees Friday night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the lower 50s here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. Keep an eye on the possibility of a little frost, maybe even a freeze, especially further north. We're going to drop to the low 30s tomorrow. Partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers with a high in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.